Avraham Avinu asked the Rebbeinu Shem Bamoeda Ki Roshena, how do I know that Eretz Yisrael will remain in my possession? After all, we know everything goes according to Schar and Einish. In Banayachatu, what is going to happen then? So he says, don't worry, I'm going to give him Kabbanis, and the Kabbanis will be a Kapore. So again, this is a prerequisite of coming to Eretz Yisrael. This is the way you're going to keep Eretz Yisrael at the bottom line. You might keep it without necessity of this promise. You deserve it. But if not, you'll get in the bottom line until there's no bottom line. Even the carbon doesn't help. Eventually the carbon didn't help. Why? Because the carbon is not a school as a. If it's a school, it'll work forever. It's not a school. It's a point when you think of that carbon. That carbon was brought for me. You reflect on your problem. And you have a chance to clap al chet. And okay, tomorrow morning you'll have a clap nacham al chet. But as long as I'm clapping that al chet, there's still hope. Even after 1,000 days, there's still hope. After all, we've been clapping that chet plenty in kippers. There's still hope. When we'll stop clapping that al chet, that's when the problem will arise. Obviously, it came to a point that they stopped clapping al chet. And that's when there was physically a carbon, but it didn't mean anything. It wasn't mechaper on them because it didn't bring what they should be reflect on themselves. And therefore, the Golus prior came. And of course, it probably didn't come in one shot. It crept up. Today it's 3/4, tomorrow it's less, and tomorrow less, until it came to a certain point that he was in the failing mark already, and the Chulban came. Or he was up to zero when the Chulban came. Whatever the point is. That's why the Korbanos are. And the Korbanos, the daily Korbanos, is Shnayim Layem, 2 Korbanos that goes for the ganze Klal Yisrael because it's brought from their money, from their shkolim. They bought this korban, and it's a neila. And again, neila, when you bring a neila, it's mechaper on what and on asay. And to tell you, you know, I got to this madrega. Whatever I'm doing now, it's because it started off that I was lax in the asays. And if you're lax in the asays, you don't have Shivisi Hashem Lineg the summit. Like David HaMelech said, wherever I go, I see a mitzvah. Everything, I'm in a house, I see a mezuzah. And whatever, I come into the base of Mechitz, I have nothing to focus on. Where is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I say to myself. Kivin shenistakel b'milo nizkar rodayte. Aha! I do see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Why am I gemalt? Only because there's a mitzvah to gemalt. So it focuses you back on it. And once you focus, shevisi Hashem l'negdi summit, enoch enami, you'll get your weak points. You'll do averis. You'll get your weak points, but there's always a hope. The al-chet will come after it, because you realize you did wrong. And that you do twice a day. In the morning you bring the korban to mechaper on averis halayla, which is mainly hirhurim. You thought, amishkavi balelis bekashti yeshava nafshi. I could philosophize, I could make cheshbenis, I could think, and what should I pick and all that? That's my mashavas in the night, and I make my plans tomorrow. You know, I'm gonna make a scam of make a lot of money on it tomorrow and all that. So it comes in the morning, clap men al chet for that aver, okay, I'm not doing it. And at night, you come that, tose shagitpandi, the scams and all that, you now you're focusing, I did wrong. I shouldn't have done the scams and all that. Which one is worse? The night is worse. The machshavas will probably bring you to it. When it comes to the day, in other words, the night is purely thinking in scams. So you need a sakebis echot, tase babeker. If you have two sheep that are not equal, one is more chashuv than the other one, is a kevis or echot tase babeker. Bring in the morning, because the hehure halaylo is very, if that's what your thoughts are, those are very dangerous. In the daytime, every machshava that you were gung-ho in the nighttime, you know, you're busy elsewhere and all that, it wears off. It doesn't have to be a big kapor in the daytime. All my thoughts of scams did not work out. I was too busy. After all, scam Heinz, scam Morgan, how you gotta make a living? You gotta go make a living, forget about the scams. Okay, nirpim atim, nirpim. The only time you could think of it is when you have nothing to do, but when if you are busy, is, the derech eretz should be in teirah, sheyigia shneim ashkacha sovin. Not only just thoughts, sitting and learning, but the work of the derech eretz of making a living, that's mashkacha sovin. No time now. I have no time. Come back a different day. And when? Come back on a Yom Tov, when I'm free from work. Huh? You don't have the second protection? You need a musaf now. You need more kaporos. Because you had more treifa mashavos. And why do we have Yom Kippur, not Yom Kippur, Godin, Issur Chag? Is a kapara after yontif? Why is it a yontif? Or even bahab, they say, is a kapara, because during yontif you were free, you must have done a virus. So you have sukkis, pesach, you had a big yontif, you did a virus, you have bahab to mechaper on the virus, to think it over, kapa shamu, gaba gadnu, and all that. So you see that's the point. You giya shneim ashkachas of, and you were missing one point during the chag. So you had to bring musafim. I need a bigger kapara. I need even a chatas already. I graduated a little bit, and that's the way the korbanos were mechaper. It was not a point of a school or something, and for some reason. Like, you know, a medicine that works, after a while the body gets used to it, it stops working. No, it doesn't work that way. This is not a medicine. It's a school. It'll work for 20 times, 30 times, 50 times, 6 times. It's not a school. It's Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. Until it graduates that point.